lab he works in?
Do not, at all. I don't know what he even does down there anymore.
Last name for me?
D-S-O-N.
Different name sometimes?
D. That's about the only other thing I know him to go by.
Gets it in here.
Yeah, that's him.
Senior compliance engineer in the compliance lab, and I work with those guys quite a bit. I don't think I've run across him, but he reports to you, Mike Hendricks, who I do know, and yeah, the compliance lab is a pretty good gig.
He sent it over to me. I don't know if I've got the associate's degree, but I don't know that it would be enough to do what they're wanting, because mine's not in mechanical maintenance, mine's in automotive applied science.
The answer's always no, but the compliance lab, I'm sure, as smart as you are, you can have no problem learning it. Those skills, you've got those.
Just quite yet.
Okay, so you guys have a good day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TSW.
73 Ken, you be careful out there and have a great day. KN4HK.
73 Ken, good talking to you this morning. Have a great day. W2JKT.
W4FCM, morning guys.
I hope you've had a good weekend. KO4HKX here.
JKT.
Hey, morning guys, yeah. Rough voice here, all the pollen still, but hey, out of the rain, should get better. So, could be a gorgeous day. It's like, what a sunrise. Brilliant, W4FCM. Sun will be up a little bit.
Breaking daylight over here where I'm at already.
Sunday, I guess I gotta cut the grass again. I think I'll live on my mower. Hard to get off of it, gotta cut it again. But hey, BC Alternative W4FCM listening.
Hey, what kind of commute would that be for you?
About an hour and a half, about an hour and a half, no different than what I'm really doing now, other than which way I go.
Also carpool, but for the compliance lab, I mean, if you can look at a testing diagram and do a setup and, run the test and collect the data, that's a lot of what the compliance lab does. The tests are spelled out in the UL documentation or ETL or CSA or whatever the regulatory body is. And they specify how to set up the test and run it and what data collect, and it's pretty, for somebody with problem-solving skills, it's pretty straightforward to figure that stuff out and get it done.
Well, I'll look into it. I can't do it now, obviously. It will be a little while before I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you got your surgery coming. I've got to take time for that. But it's a good place to work for. I like it. And the compliance lab is a pretty good gig. So it's worth, I think it would definitely be worth looking into.
Well, at least I'd have two people who might put in a good word for me, too.
I'm in that for you. Ride in together or something and share the driving.
Probably could, because the way I'd go, I'd have to pretty much go right by his house.
Damn ticket to put a radio in his car.
Tried getting him to get his ticket. No success yet, though. But he's still got young kids.
And over the compliance lab that have their tickets, I know Jim Vasboli got his ticket shortly after I started at TTI. And there are a couple of other guys over there that got their tickets as well. So there are a few hams around TTI. We don't really do anything, but they exist.
Hams in every aspect or in every walk of life. I don't think I've run into anything that doesn't have one in it yet.
I've been tempted to ask facilities if I could put a big, like an HF vertical or something on the roof of the building. And, get us a little space for a ham shack up on the fourth floor, but that fourth floor real estate's prime. I doubt I would get any kind of approval to put a hole in the roof.
Not. But, I mean, that would be a good asset to the building. So, you never know when you might need it. Looks like a couple months ago. This time of day, lots of crazy people out here.
285 South has been no picnic either. Carolina has got a bill in the legislature right now to impose express lanes.
No, I heard that, but I thought South Carolina passed theirs last year, same kind of bill.
Did both states already have keep right, accept a pass, which you could ticket somebody under if they're holding up traffic in the left lane, but I think this will impose a slightly higher, I think it'll be like a 4-point ticket instead of a 2-point ticket.
It'll probably pass, though. That way it doesn't look like they're doing something anyway.
That one again, I was going through the that noisy spot at Woodruff.
Probably pass, that way they look like they're doing something.
Yeah, the bill also increases the minimum speed, so if you're on a controlled access highway, driving more than 10 miles an hour under the limit will also be a ticketable offense.
They raised the minimum speed on the interstate for a while since they raised the maximum speed, speed limit to 65 instead of 55. It needed to be raised.
They already have all these other violations that they can write somebody for the exact same thing, and now they're just going to add another one. Yeah, cause you've already got obstructing traffic, you've already got keep right, accept the pass, and now we're going to have driving too slow, and I don't know, I just think it's more of a toolbox for them than anything else.
Just something else they can use.
Penalize being from Texas, because it's always a Texas driver that's in the middle lane here going 10 miles an hour under the speed limit.
I don't know. Don't see many Texas tags around here. I don't.
I'm stuck behind one right now.
See up around the house is Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York, Connecticut, up in the Northeast is what you see up around the house. And then you got people from Florida where they've moved out of the Northeast, moved to Florida, and then moved halfway back.
I'm a big fan of Florida man when I get behind them on the road, because they're always doing something stupid too. I was somewhere yesterday and there was a tractor trailer like going off the right of the road, hitting the rumble strips, coming back, weaving all over the place. And we finally go to pass him, or finally get around him on the left. He's sitting there reading a book while he's driving.
I can't tell you how many times I see people reading a book, driving a tractor trailer or cars.
Hard to know less, but yeah, they're not allowed to use electronic devices, but they can just sit there and read a book.
Amazing how people will drive their cars, how distracted they will drive it, thinking it's okay.
World than it was 30 years ago. When I was a kid, I could ride my bike all over town and not worry about it. And now, like, every single driver that you ever see, every time I've ridden my bike through Clemson, oh my God, like, every single driver has their face down on their phone while they're driving.
Used to, the only thing you had to distract you in the car was a radio with two knobs or, five push buttons. That was it. Now you got these big touch screens and GPS add-ons and TV add-ons and cell phones. I mean, you name it, it's a distraction in there.
Car, if I'm in Android Auto, with the map going, if I want to get to the radio to put it on FM, I've got to hit one physical button and I got to tap like three different things on the touchscreen to get to the radio, and then I can tune it, and that's a whole other process itself. It doesn't just have tuning buttons. I've got to navigate to another screen to manually tune it, and it's a huge distraction.
Actually, that's what I was talking about, and it's. Until they do something about that, they might as well not even worry about the cell phones.
Sometimes the state wants to pass more penalties for distracted driving and using a cell phone. The cell phone companies come out and lobby against it because they want people using their cell phones while they're driving because it gets them more data to collect.
That's all it is about anymore is how much data they can collect on anybody. Everything you do anymore, that's what you got to look at.
Selling data about you than they do with your monthly subscription fees.
We're crazy enough to pay them to do it.
Data data collection turned off in my car because you have this option of, oh, you know, it has data collection that can give you tips on how to drive better and get better range and all that. But what they're really doing is collecting everything they can about you and selling it to LexisNexis and all these other databases. And I get postcards and letters in the mail like, oh, enable your data collection, enable your data. Like they push me hard to turn this thing on so they can collect all this data and sell it.
Google's doing the same thing on your phone, so they're collecting all that data too.
At my phone, I get a prompt to enable location history because it wants to collect my location history, and I just won't let it.
Like I said, that's what it boils down to on everything now. Is somebody's wanting the data they can collect off of you, what they can learn, and what they can market.
Everything they can so they can predict what you're going to do and market to you in that way. Like the TV do the same thing. They got the microphones running all the time. If you turn on the voice activation, those microphones will always be on collecting everything about what you say. And probably even if you don't turn it on.
Well, Eric, let's, I know Fred's probably wanting to call Jonathan, his son, so if Jonathan hears us, then he's less likely to come in here. So I'm going to step to the side and let him call his son right quick if he's still around. KO4HKX.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm losing the repeater now anyway, so I'll say 73, and I'll probably catch you tomorrow for your last day. Have a good one, Patrick. We'll talk to you a bit later. This is WTJKT.
KO4HKX, mobile.